The Connecticut Tango Festival is happening across the state until July 22nd. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano recently visited a Milford studio where tango is taught to take part in a beginner's boot camp class.
Jem Duras put this festival together to promote authentic Argentine tango enjoyed socially in Buenos Aires. There, it's more about community and less about what we see on American TV.
What we see on TV, of course, is geared towards creating a show and more appeal to the visuals. But, you know, the goal here is to create a community. That's the main goal, initially at least.
To stress tango's social aspect, dancers are encouraged to switch through partners, even if they've come with someone, like a husband or a wife. And that makes for some interesting pairings because of the close proximity to which the partners are expected to dance. After all, the foundation of the tango dance is the cheek-to-cheek embrace. Here's instructor Dale Ellison to explain.
If I was to dance with you, it would be how you held me, how you moved, how you heard the music, how I responded to you doing that. A lot of it's internal, so it's not just a matter of memorizing steps. It's a matter of feeling the whole environment.
Ellison helps Duras teach the class. She lives in Charleston, South Carolina. And one of her pupils has also made the trip from South Carolina for Tango Fest. Her name is Aisha Bennett. While she acknowledges that these dancers should respect their partner's space, Bennett does say that the beginners are getting along well.
There's no wall in between. Everyone is really comfortable with one another, and we're actually switching around the room quite easily. So it's been great.
Ruth Kaplan lives in New York's Westchester County. It's not yet about her emotional connection with her partner. She's more invigorated by the fact that she can keep up.
Well, I just am challenged to be able to follow. I just feel a tremendous challenge that I can do it.
In this boot camp, the aspiring tango dancers learn the basic 8-step count.
1, 2, 3, 4, ladies cross.
And then they'll get to supplement that with turns and kicks. For Kaplan, she's hoping to improve upon her skills because she's got a big trip coming up.
Well, I did Argentine tango a while ago and stopped, so I really missed it. I'm returning, and I'm so excited I'll even be going on a trip to dance in Buenos Aires, so I'm really excited about that.
The beginners won't learn everything right away. It'll take time. But when it comes to learning true Argentine tango, it's important to make the time. That's what helps dancers develop social and emotional connections with their partners. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.